بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الذين قالوا إنا نصارى أخذنا ميثاقهم فنسوا حظا مما ذكروا به. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addressed that part of the Bani Israel who followed the Torah, who followed Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, the Jews. Allah Ta'ala explained that how they had broken the pledge they had made with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and consequently the curses of Allah Ta'ala, la'annahum, Allah Ta'ala cursed them, and the various forms of those curses which took place upon them. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is referring to the other part of the Bani Israel, which are called the Christians, those who follow Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and how they also broke the pledge they had made with Allah Ta'ala. Allah describes that. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَسَارَى. اور وہ جو کہتے ہیں کہ اپنے کو نصارا, those people who call themselves the Christians, that is Nasara, the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here is an important point that we should take note of, that those people call themselves Christian. They call themselves the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala is rebuking them on that point. The same way we also should ponder, we call ourselves Muslims, but are we Muslims? Do we follow the teachings of Islam properly or not? Or is it only by name? Like the Christians, they call themselves Christians, that they follow Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but they have totally distorted the teachings of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, so much so that if there isn't even Tawheed, oneness of Allah left in them. They follow Trinity, they believe that Isa alayhi salam is God himself, or the Son of God, etc. So they distorted it completely. So we also should be careful that we just call ourselves Muslims, but are we Muslims? Like the Shias also call themselves Muslims. The Qadianis also call themselves Muslims. And there are various other groups also. So we should be also very careful and see that our beliefs are correct according to the teachings of Islam, the proper teacher, the proper guide. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَسَارَى أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ. ان سے بھی لیا تھا ہم نے عہد ان کا. We had taken a pledge from them also. From all of mankind, Allah Ta'ala had taken a pledge. That أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, that was a pledge that was taken from all of mankind. So from the Christians also, yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, we have taken a pledge that you will fulfill the Allah Ta'ala's commandments, and you will follow according to the teachings which Allah Ta'ala had given in the Injil, in the Bible. فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. پھر بھول کے نفع اٹھانے اس سے, اس نصیحت سے جو ان کو دی گئی تھی. Then they also forgot a huge share of that which they were advised, by which they were reminded about. They were also in there, was also the share in the Injil also, in the Torah also, the full description of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his qualities, etc. And that was supposed to be there right through till the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by which they should have recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and followed him. But Allah Ta'ala says they also forgot about it. They also made tahreef, changed the kitab, the Injil also. All the ayat in the Injil which referred to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his qualities, they had removed it. They had changed it all. So Allah Ta'ala rebukes them on that. And in all this is for us to take a lesson, that we should not change the meanings of the Quran Sharif. In the Quran Sharif, Allah has taken the promise that Allah Ta'ala will protect it. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have sent down this reminder, the Quran Sharif, and we will protect it. But the meaning of it, etc., we must see that we don't change the meaning of the Quran Sharif, which unfortunately people are making effort to change the ayat of jihad, etc., from the Quran Sharif. So we should be also very careful. In front, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains the punishment that Allah had sent upon them and what their result also was. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen properly, to follow it properly, and to fulfill the pledge that we have made with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Subhanallah.